From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning Bible study. We will be continuing with our study of John's Gospel, chapter 1, and we'll be looking at verses 35 to 39. We'll read these verses in just a moment. Please remember to tune into our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Our study of the ministry and witness of Elijah will continue, and I will play the final extract from the sermon I have been featuring. It's one with a very solemn theme, assisted suicide, what saith the Scriptures. We're offering the sermon free to anyone who contacts us. How happy we have been to send out free copies to those who have indeed requested a copy. Will you join with us then at 9 o'clock tonight? Just before I play a hymn, let me read the verses 35 to 39 of John chapter 1. Again the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The hymn I have chosen is very suitable. It's Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross, and it's sung for us by a Salvation Army choir. After the hymn, we will study the verses that we have just read.
Thank you.
topic today is Christ's first disciples. The Gospel of John is liberally sprinkled with the most memorable statements. Here is one of them, in the verse 36, "Behold the Lamb of God." This is the second time that John has uttered these wonderful words. Let us first of all note that here is a message worth repeating. Some sermons were better never heard at all, but here is the essence of one sermon that is certainly worth hearing again. There is in this little statement by John all the ingredients of the good news of the gospel. First of all, you have a clear identifying of the Lord Jesus as the promised Messiah. He was the Lamb provided by God for the salvation of the sinner. He is the Lamb of God. Salvation is of God. It is not of ourselves. So said Paul the Apostle, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Jesus Christ was God's gift to sinners, by which they may be saved. Secondly, John's statement indicates that it is by the death of Jesus that sinners are saved. He's called the Lamb of God. This reminds us of the sacrifices that had featured in the very heart of the worship that God had instituted among his people. The first man to worship the Lord in an acceptable fashion was Abel, back in Genesis chapter 4. And he did so at an altar upon which he sacrificed a lamb as a token of his faith in the Messiah that God had promised to Adam his father. Christ was the Lamb foretold by the innumerable sacrifices on Jewish altars. It was by the death of the Lord Jesus in the place of the sinner that the sinner's transgressions are settled and justice is done, and the sinner is set free on the basis of Christ substituting himself in the place of the guilty and paying the penalty which we had incurred through our sins. Thirdly, John's statement tells us that it is by looking in faith to Christ that we are saved. This is a most important gospel truth, for we are saved through faith. It is not our doing that saves us, but our depending upon Christ alone that brings us into contact with his salvation. Carrick-a-Reed Rope Bridge up in County Antrim appears a most precarious structure as it sways in the wind above the waters of the Irish Sea far below. Many have come determined to walk across it, only to have their nerve fail them when the time came for stepping out. Others have made their way across and found that the bridge was quite safe. Now, it was not their faith in the bridge that kept them from falling. No, the strength of the bridge did that. But their faith in the bridge enabled them to make use of it to cross the chasm safely. Saving faith determines that Christ is indeed all that the gospel says he is, and is therefore worthy of our trust. So the believing sinner steps out upon Christ and enters upon the experience of his saving power. Step out on Christ today, for he will carry you all the way to heaven across that great chasm we sinners deserve to be cast into, hell and everlasting damnation. Now, secondly, this passage also illustrates for us the purpose of preaching. To what end did John the Baptist preach? To gather followers and disciples for himself? No, most assuredly not. He preached in order that sinners might trust in Christ and follow him. And so it happens here. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Verse 37. Here is the conversion of two men, one of whom was John, the writer of this gospel, who had been attracted to the preaching of John the Baptist, but who, under the preaching of John the Baptist, were pointed to Christ. They obeyed the message, and setting their eyes on Christ, began to follow him. This is a very clear picture of how that great decision is made. I am pointing you today to Christ, and I say with John the Baptist, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now will you act as did these two men, and from this moment follow Christ? May God give you grace to do so. Now finally, we have here the true Christian's heartfelt desire. We read that the Saviour turns and asks a question of these two men. What seek ye? Verse 38. Their answer reveals their heart's desire. Rabbi, where dwellest thou? Here is what made them begin to follow Jesus. They wanted to know where he dwelt so that they might stay with him and be in his company. Here is the day-by-day desire of the true disciple. The true Christian would ever dwell in the company of Christ and not stray away from his side. The Christian goes to church not to maintain an attendance record, but rather to meet with Christ. The true Christian will seek out the dwelling place of Christ where his word is taught in order to fellowship with him. That's why we read our Bible. We would listen to the words of Christ. That is why the Christian prays. They wish to talk to Christ. Consider the Saviour's response to their request. He saith unto them, Come and see. Verse 39. Christ welcomes followers. We will only find the place where Christ dwells by following him. How many would know the life of victory and joy through reading books or hearing a testimony or attending a convention? It is as we grow in holiness that we grow in the knowledge of Christ. May God bless you through his word today, and if you're not saved, may you look to the Lamb of God. Do join us again next week when we will be marking the 4th anniversary of the very first Let the Bible Speak broadcast on Radio Star Country, back in April 1999. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.